A newly introduced bill in the Ohio legislature that would outlaw abortion entirely is getting a lot of attention on social media and around water coolers. But will it get serious consideration from lawmakers, especially considering some abortion bills that haven't gone as far have not passed? The bill would declare abortion to be murder and ban it at all stages of pregnancy and in all cases, including rape and incest. On its face, the goal of it is pure and simple. But Mike Gonadakis with Ohio Right to Life says the 284-page bill is anything but simple.
We're trying to figure out what this bill actually means and what it does. We were not involved with the drafting of the bill. We were not asked for counsel or our opinion.
Gonadakis says lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are looking at clarification on the details of the bill before determining whether they want to support it. His organization did not endorse the controversial bill that would ban abortion at the point a fetal heartbeat could be detected because of concerns about its constitutionality, and the organization has not endorsed this bill either. Gonadakis says he needs some clear answers to important questions before the group would.
Could this lead to a woman who has a miscarriage getting arrested or being charged? You know, what about victims of human trafficking who their pimps and johns force them to have abortion? Are they now legally liable for a charge? You know, we don't know the answer to these questions yet, and so we're very sensitive to this.
There's another question to consider here. If this bill actually passed through the legislature, would Governor John Kasich sign it? He vetoed that so-called heartbeat bill after it passed in 2016, and this bill goes even further. But he's term limited, and that's something Gabriel Mann of NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio says makes this year's gubernatorial race even more important.
This bill, it might not pass in 2018, but in 2019, if Ohioans fail to choose a pro-choice governor, then it's a whole new ballgame.
Republican Representatives Ron Hood and Nino Vitale are the main sponsors of this new bill. Both are endorsed by Ohio Right to Life, and both have two opponents in the May primary. Some of the 18 Republicans who have signed on to the bill as co-sponsors are also facing primaries with one or two opponents. And one, Representative Robert Sprague, is running for state treasurer. Mann says there's a political reality here.
They're looking to energize conservative voters who, you know, might not be too thrilled with what they're seeing from Trump and might not be that excited about the 2018 election. You know, these conservatives are trying to move their base with this.
And Mann says this bill's constitutionality doesn't matter to those who want it passed at the state or federal level.
I don't think anybody thinks that this is constitutional. It was designed to overturn Roe v. Wade. This is meant to be a test case to go straight to the U.S. Supreme Court in hopes that Trump is going to get to pick another nominee to the court.
Right to Life's Gonadakis says there's no doubt his group would love to see abortion banned. But he says backing legislation that is certainly unconstitutional is not a good strategy.
If you're not careful in crafting good pro-life legislation, you're ultimately going to lose. And when you lose in the federal court system, it has ramifications.
Gonadakis says blatantly unconstitutional legislation that is challenged in court could actually hurt his group's cause. Republican House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger has co-sponsored other anti-abortion bills, but hasn't signed on to this one, saying he's still looking at the details of it. And Governor Kasich has not signaled where he stands on the legislation either. But it doesn't appear likely this bill will get traction anytime soon. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.